What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Jetsalorian podcast here on the Sports Jedi Network. I'm your host, BX Sports Jedi Kev. 27 days, yes, 27 days before the kickoff of the new 2023 New York Jet football season. We are all excited. Of course, number 8 under center, our man Aaron Rodgers will be manning the New York Jets. And we have some news. Indeed. Salute everyone. We have some news. The New York Jets got themselves a cook. Yes, indeed. Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook signs with the New York Jets $8.7 million with all bonuses and incentives for a one-year deal. Phenomenal job. You signed Dalvin Cook, 28 years old, coming off of four straight 1,100 yards averaging. So, my goodness, Dalvin Cook, add that to Hall, to that firepower on the New York Jets. They're going for it. You know what? I am giddy because I've seen, you know, the Giants win Super Bowls from the very first one in 86. I remember that Giants Super Bowl, 90, 07, 09. The Jets have gotten so many times so close from 98 with Parcells at up by 10 in Denver. And just those two back-to-back AFC titles were Rex Ryan's teams and being so close. But I'm not saying they're going to the Super Bowl. I don't want to touch the money or jinx it or any Maloik or anything like that. But this is the most stacked offensive team that the Jets have fielded in quite some time. I know we're going to talk about this video about the offensive line, and we're going to be mostly offensive late heavy. We're going to talk mostly about the Jets offense. We'll make another video for the Jets defense, where we have 27 more of these days to go before the kickoff. So don't want to saturate with too much Jet content. I know there's going to be a lot of news, but the main news was Dalvin Cook signing. And also tonight, as I'm recording this video, week two of Hard Knocks, episode 2 of HBO's Hard Knocks. I didn't give you my thoughts on HBO Hard Knocks. I mean, I kind of like it. I know a lot of folks said it might be a distraction for the New York Jets. I think seeing after episode 1, I know a lot of people probably rolling the eyes and said it was probably an Aaron Rodgers tongue bath. But it made Aaron Rodgers endear to Jet Nation. Because we've heard and we've seen so many and seen different things, certain perspective on Aaron Rodgers. To see him in that huddle, especially the one that stand out to me when he's in with the huddle and he tells before breaking for lunch, hey, when it's time for lunch, go sit and make friends. Go with someone new that you normally custom don't. I'm paraphrasing. Go and introduce yourself. That shows leadership. Something that the Jets haven't shown in quite some time is that kind of leadership. I understand we've been trying to have a revolving door when it came to quarterback, with the head coaches, non-stability. We know that Aaron Rodgers is at least going to be here 3 years. We have an adult in the room. I think you see his leadership already showing, and Hard Knocks just intensified it. And showing it who Aaron Rodgers is. He's endearing himself to New York. You know, Solomon Thomas and him, they go to the plays. They were, I think, two days ago, I believe they were watching Chicago, the play, musical, Broadway musical in New York. They like, you know, Rodgers looked like he's invested. He's re-energized, found like a fountain of youth. He seems human, you know, or likable. At least in the New York Jets' eyes, maybe because we're so gullible and are thirsty to get a winner, a quarterback who's going to finally get us to consistent playoff runs, you know, get there and dare I say, be a favorite, host a playoff game in MetLife. Well, let's not get our head on ourselves there, you know. We'll talk what we came off to there. Second big point there, second episode of Hard Knocks. Comes off tonight. The Jets come off of a week 2 victory against the Carolina Panthers. My goodness. What a total domination by the New York Jets there. I know there were some rumblings and talks that leading towards they had joint practices with the Panthers. I know the staff staff wasn't so happy. Rodgers and staff, they did not practice well, the offensive line and stuff. But when it came to game day, total domination on the New York Jets, and I got the totals there, 27-0 on the Carolina Panthers. But the story of this here was the defense. They forced 5 sacks, and my goodness, the defense. We'll talk about that real quick at the end of the video. We want to break down a lot about the New York Jets defense, but they had a time of possession there, 35 minutes, almost 36 minutes of time of possession, 330 total yards, holding the Carolina Panthers to 165 yards. I mean, my God, look at the first down comparison, almost 2-1. If the Jets do this in a regular season, which looks like it, they might. And I know that the starters didn't play much of a handful there. This was second unit. Zach Wilson, what can you say? You know, the first two games preseason, looking like a much more confident young man. He's going to have to continue to show progress if he's going to remain the Jets' backup quarterback, with the possibility of revitalizing his career, even if it's not going to be with the Jets, at least looking to try to make a starting job, learn and be a sponge from an Aaron Rodgers. So when the time comes to be tapped on the shoulder, hopefully not this season, hopefully not next season, for some reason for another club, if Rodgers gets us to the promised land, or when he's ready to take over for Rodgers, when Rodgers' 3 years are up, he'll be ready, groomed, and he's made for this. And hopefully he has a learning experience for Zach Wilson. Let's hope that he continues to mature in the right direction, learn, and become a sponge to an Aaron Rodgers. I cannot wait for September 11th. That's a primetime game. Jets and Buffalo Bills. I will be September 2nd. All eyes, please, to the Bill Mafia Nation. They will be hosting us, AFC Roundtable with Dolphins, Patriots. I will be part of representing the New York Jets on their channel. I've been gracious enough and to have been invited. I'm very humbled and accepted the challenge to go there, as long as they don't put me through a table. We'll be good there. I'll try to be as, you know, use my Jedi mind tricks there and show them the way of the Jetsalorian and represent the New York Jets on the Bills Mafia Nation. So I cannot wait for that. And it's going to be fun. I know we hit it off on Super Bowl pre Super Bowl party when we were both on a different platform, and we decided to collaborate and talk about the AFC East. So we can't wait to do some more of those. Now, big news. Yes, he has been activated from the PUP list today. Bryce Hall will be available to do practice, limited practice though. With Bryce Hall, you got Michael Carter-Williams. Everyone's asking, you know, what's going to happen to Michael Carter? Is he going to get removed? I really don't know, because here's what the running back room looks like. And I think the Jets have one of the best running backs in the NFL. You know, my God, when you could put a Dalvin Cook, Bryce Hall, you know, Michael Carter, Bam Knight, don't. Fall short on a Bam Knight, you know, change of pace, third down back there. And Izzy, the kid from Pitt, I'm going to butcher his last name, but I'm going to give it an opportunity. Izzy Albiconda. What a play he had in the game against the Panthers. My God, he has been impressive. I'm hearing a lot of good things about him for Izzy. He had such a phenomenal game. I believe he had like 54 yards after contact. My goodness. There was a spin move that he went up right up the gap, right down, right straight ahead. He broke a couple tackles, a beautiful spin, and kept going. If this kid is going to run with purpose and pizzazz and tenacity, look for him to be a big part on the Jets offense as well, when they want, you know, especially when, let's say the Jets, you know, you could only dream, but you have to dream the dream that the Jets are up by 12, up by 10 in the fourth quarter. And, you know, you want to change of pace. You give Izzy the ball the way he runs down and he goes and he gets a couple first down. Then you bring in Cook. My God, how would you wear out teams defensive line when you have a four or five possibility running backs. I know the Jets are not going to play because there's only one football to go around and to distribute the amount of touches. But just think about that. They could always bring a different runner depending on how they're running, if it's between the tackles, if you need the, and my God, the options will be there in the wide receiver room for the New York Jets. Now, one thing about that everyone's worried is the offensive line. And I know the offensive line is something to give a lot of worrisome for us Jet fans. We all know that Elijah Vera Tucker is very, very important, as much as Mekhi Becton. But Tucker, who is a natural guard, is asking to play the tackle. A jack of all trades, he plays well, but he's more suited if he's going to play either left guard or right guard. It'll be interesting to see what the Jets do with Elijah Vera Tucker. I know he's not practicing. According to Rob Tala, he is out a little bit with an ankle injury. He's dealing with it from day to day, but he will be ready for week one. You know that there. Also, Lincoln Tomlin, you know, he's a solid offensive lineman. Dwayne Brown, who still hasn't practiced, still hasn't been activated, coming recovering from that shoulder surgery. And all indications, it sounds like he's going to be your starting left tackle when the season starts. Mekhi Becton is getting more reps now with the starting group. I know we saw the first game of the season, the Hall of Fame game, asked to get off the field. He didn't like a little bit of a knee issue, not trusting the knee once 100%. Also, the field conditions, he just wanted to be precautionary. I know a lot of people took it as to asking out or not ready or afraid. I think that was a smart move. It's only game one of the preseason. You're coming off a major injury. The team is going to really need him. You know, Mekhi Becton is, you know, when he's on, before the injury, when he's on, he one of the top, one of the reasons why the Jets drafted him high in the first round. He's when he's good, I know, and he's in shape. He lost a lot of weight. He's been working hard there. You know, maybe guys taking him under a wing, you know, Tucker, Brown, who knows? We shall see what happens with Mekhi Becton. But he's a big part how far the Jets will go this season. Also, the rookie center, Joe Tippmann, took some snaps with the starters for the first time in training camp today. I know McGovern could be easily moved also if they wanted to move him into a guard position. You know, with Tillman, who was their first round, one of their picks here for the New York Jets this season. It'll be interesting to see the big guy from Iowa, if he's able to be the center. I know he's going to have good rapport with Rodgers. I know Rodgers wants a good offensive line. One thing I'm not going to be afraid of or worried about if certain guys misses their assignment, I trust my quarterback to release the ball, recognize if he's in a little bit of a hurry, and make the right decision. It's not like when you have a Zach Wilson who's going to be running back there, you know, no disrespect or offense or any not offending them. Hopefully it's not enough, you know, feeling them getting offended. But Mike White held the ball too long, he got injured. Wilson was running around without a chicken, without his head, making mistakes. When you have a veteran, 18-year veteran in Aaron Rodgers, calm, cool, collective. He's seen it, been there, done that. He knows how quickly he's going to have. He'll have that pocket awareness, how quick to release the ball. And we also got his receiving blankets. You know, you got Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard, Mecole Hardman. You know, of course, you're talking about Garrett Wilson. So they are offensively stacked. Corey Davis, if he makes the team, if he doesn't get cut, you know, or who knows with that. It'll be interesting to see there. I know everyone's worried about Tippmann as the center. Also, the Jets. Keep an eye on a name here. The Jets also bought in former Steeler Zach Banner for a workout on Monday. They're checking him out there. We'll see if they're able to hook up with the Jets there. Also, the former Los Angeles Ram offensive tackle as well was in the building. Don't know if they're going to get signed or not. Remember, this is why Rodgers left $35 million on the table. The Jets already used 8.6 for Darren Cook. Now, there might be some names being cut. You know, usually when rosters needs to get cut down, they make some tough decisions. Some veterans get moved. I'm hearing a lot of Jalen Mayfield from the Atlanta Hawks. Falcons might get cut in the coming weeks. That's a backup guard. Maybe the Jets will bring him here, bring him on. And that's another guard, a backup guard that they could have there. You know, interesting. As those weeks to weeks get closer for the season to start, we'll start seeing where teams start cutting some of their linemen or vice versa, other skill position there. The Jets also might be making some tough decisions. You know, they ask Michael Carter about that, you know, with the addition of Dalvin Cooks, if he's afraid that his role might diminish or might not be part of the team long term. I know Michael Carter said he believed that Cooks is a great player. He appreciates what Rob Saleh's calling him in and having a conversation with him and telling him, you know, what the signing means. And he's not worried. He said a curse there, you know, but he wasn't worried about it. So he's confident. Michael Carter Williams, pretty good back. He's an average running back, a really good average running back. Now, what's going to separate him if he's going to stick on the team more is picking up blitz assignments, picking up the free man. If he's able to block in the passing scheme, then Michael Carter will have a role on this team. If he's not missing assignments, late to pick up the blitz, the free man, or the mic, then we might be seeing a different direction for the New York Jets. So that's an up in the air question there. I just wanted to show you the Jets, how stacked they are offensively. If you're a Jet fan, you got to be excited. Opening day, you're going to see out here. Here's what this looks like. Rodgers, Cooks, Hall, Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, Nicole Hartman, Corey Davis, and CJ Uzomah. My goodness. If you're not excited with that, Rodgers, the way he's such a veteran, former two-time MVP, Super Bowl champ, and he's got this, and he's feeling a purpose with the Jets. Not only he wants to stick it to his former club, thought that he was washed, you know, the moronic general manager. He also wants to break that Joe Namath curse. I always say this, you know, I'm a ravaged Knicks fan as well. I always tell people on my Knicks stream, which basketball player has the balls, the testicle turner food, the big cojones to come to New York and break that Knicks curse? Well, right now, Aaron Rodgers accepted the challenge. We finally have a professional athlete that says, you know what, with all the accolades to come to New York and try to win. Just think of if Aaron Rodgers wins a Super Bowl with the Jets or gets them to the Super Bowl, this guy will be, my goodness, I'm jumping ahead of myself, but just think of that. He had the stones and say, I want to come here. He could have easily retired, kept himself in the darkness retreat, gone on TV, been an analyst, do all that, you know, Tony Romo stuff or whatever. Go on a podcast with Pat McAfee and just talk and rip of NFL players. No, he took the challenge in coming to New York. If you're a Jet fan, you're excited because he wanted to play. He's willing, and not only that, he put his money where his mouth was. He took a $35 million cut so they could bring more better players around him, taking a page out of Brady. Now, I mean, I just keep looking at that, at their depth chart. You know, this is even a more in-depth of more how deep the Jets are offensively, barring injuries. You know, you got Aaron Rodgers, Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook, Michael Carter, Garrett Wilson, Corey Davis, Alan Lazard, Mecole Hardman, Randall Cobb, CJ Uzomah, Tyler Coughlin. I mean, if you're not excited on this is, I believe, one of the most deepest offensive Jet teams that I could think of in quite some time on paper. Again, you know, we've seen super teams like the Eagles many years ago didn't do nothing. You know, they all got to put it together. And of course, on offense, everything looks like it's going to click for the New York Jets. So that is the offense right now. I believe the Jets will be in a lot. If you looked at Hard Knocks, that guy is going to, and of course the defensive coach said, this guy is going to keep us in a lot of games. And it's up to the defense to stop, make some stops and give that football back to number eight and either win it or put the game away. And I think the Jets defensively, I want to talk a little bit about the defense. The video is mostly offense. We're going to be wrapping up soon. It's going to be short. I wanted to make it a short video. Nothing too long, nothing too dragging or redundant. But defensive line and the whole defense, the Jets, again, I have not seen so many pass rushers. I know the Jets' Achilles heel. If Rex Ryan would have this defense, I think that man will be licking his own feet. That's how I'm excited he will be. Because from Jermaine Johnson, Solomon Thomas, I know I'm going to miss so many names. Quentin Williams, Franklin Myers. My goodness, the Jets are stacked defensive, offensive line, defensive line, excuse me, defensive tackle, defensive ends. This William McDonald looks like a stud. My goodness. They're of course, C.J. Mosley, this might be his final year. If the Jets pan out with some middle linebackers, I could see where they could save some money. But we'll worry about that at the offseason. You know, Will McDonald, Zaire Barnes. Keep an eye on that name. Very impressive. The Jets got speed and linebackers that go from sideline to sideline. This slowly but surely is showing us the Rob Saleh's thumbprint that he had in San Francisco. They're playing fast. They're attacking the quarterback in some record number of speed. 5 sacks in the preseason game, and that's the second unit mostly. And week one, it's going to be interesting against those Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills is a good defensive team. I think they're a little undersized personally, but we'll break that down as we get closer and closer to weeks to come. Allen is going to have a hard time getting that ball there, especially if the Jets are playing fast and loose there, and they could just rotate where every down they'll get a speed attacker coming in after the quarterback. My God, the Jets are going to be so fun to watch on defense and offense. One thing that I am a little bit of concern is the special teams. I haven't heard too much of the special teams. Do we trust a Greg Zuerlein to get you a big Greg the Lake to get you a big tying field goal? Hopefully we don't have to come down where, but there's going to be some times where you're going to need the kicker to, you know, where a game you might thought you might have lost and Rodgers would just get you there to a chance to win, and it's up to the Zuerlein. I hope in the beginning of the season that has not come to bite the Jets in their butt, but you know what? We can't worry about that right now. But I am excited. Of course, I didn't even talk about their secondary, you know, with Sauce Gardner, Reed, Carter, the other Carter, Michael Carter. They Jets are, and it's going to be a fun to watch team on paper right now. You know what? Paper is as good as, you know what? Toilet paper. Hopefully now they have to put it on the field. Also, everyone is worried about Saleh. Is Saleh, with all this firepower, how is he going to manage these men? Is he a manager of men? Time will tell. It'll be interesting to see the next few weeks in Hard Knocks, how that revolves and moves. I felt week one of Hard Knocks to me was a Aaron Rodgers showcase. I can't wait to see what tonight's episode is going to be more centric based. I want to see some all the other players around and, of course, to see what's going on there. As we get ready, 27 more days, we'll do another video on the Jets defense, break it down more from all the nose tackle, defensive lineman, defensive end, and the linebacker court, of course, with the safeties and cornerbacks. So this is me, BX Sports Jedi Kev from the Jetsalorian podcast. Please hit that like button. Please share. We will be doing Jets watch-alongs here. So, of course, similar as we did last year, we'll do some Jets watch-alongs. We ask you to watch along with us. We'll do, from time to time, videos breaking down on the Jets, our thoughts, our opinion. I'll have Chef Dan join me, of course. We'll be jumping on with him with the Giants as well. So we got some Giants stuff for you as well, Giant fans. So it's not all Jet-centric. We are Jetsalorian, but I will jump on with some Giants as well with Chef Dan. He is the main Giant guru. We'll leave him that, and I'll stick with the Jets, and we'll interact with each other's program, and he'll join me. We'll talk some football. So he'll be part of the watch-alongs as well, and we ask you to be part of the watch-alongs. You know we do the Yankees, we do the Knicks, Rangers, all the WWE, and all the wrestling watch-alongs, and we ask you to watch along with us this football season here with all the Jets and Giants. So we'd ask you guys there, and this is the way. So this is me saying thank you. Join us, and this is the way. Hit that like button, subscribe, and, of course, may the sports be with you. And feel the force here on the Jetsalorian podcast. I'm going to say, see you later.